This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Danny, I think it's my turn to play general manager, though.
Let's do it, my friend. Here we go. All right. Now, full spoiler alert. I have really struggled to do this well over the last couple of years. Okay? You heard earlier when it was my turn to play GM, I couldn't keep the picks straight of like what the offers were. I didn't write it down fast enough. And then I kind of forgot. I told one GM that I wanted to make his deal, but then realized it wasn't as good as the first one. So I had to lie to a general manager. The whole thing was a mess. I ended up with a corner and a defensive end, though. So it worked out, kind of, but I pissed some people off in the process. It's kind of like when Washington let that player go to Buffalo and then said, wait, never mind. And then they went and got him back. And now the Bills won't deal with Washington.
Do you remember who the player was?
It was a running back. That wasn't Chris Thompson. Oh, who was it?
J.D. McKissick.
McKissick!
Yeah.
I couldn't pull it.
Okay, so,
yep.
But in addition to screwing that up earlier today,
yeah.
I think what you're trying to get to is you have a 2-year streak going
yes.
of screwing up this very element of this exercise.
Whatever this is, I don't do this well for some reason. So there's a great chance I mess it up, and that's entertaining too, I guess.
But I've guided you through the simulation and how to do it. It seems very simple, you said. So
yeah.
I think we're ready to go. You are going to now lead me through, as the general manager, the possibilities for the Commanders at 29. So we're going to use the Pro Football Network
mm-hmm.
draft simulation.
Grant Paulson, you are on the clock and the phone. She's a-ringing.
Hello, this is Adam Peters of the Washington Commanders.
I'm not sure what this guy sounds like, so I'm doing generic football guy. Mickey Loomis here, overmatched general manager, New Orleans Saints. We're struggling. We're in a terrible way. I want to pick 29. I'm going to offer you pick 40. And pick 93. Pick 40, pick 93.
Okay, I'll get back to you. I think I was told I had a couple more phone calls coming in.
You do have more phone calls.
I'll call you right back, Mickey. Hey, this is Adam Peters at the Commanders.
Hey, how's it going? John Schneider, Seattle. Should have been a Washington GM, but they didn't appreciate me when I was there.
Yeah, I'm sitting in your old seat here in the war room.
Yeah, hope you're doing well. I've had a good run of success out here. We're building something else new. I want pick 29. Give me pick 29, pick 245. Here's what I got for you. Pick 50, pick 52.
Okay, I like that. I'm going to call you back because I like the possibilities of taking that. I got to answer one more call. Just give me 1 minute. Stay by your phone, bud.
Yep, phone's ringing, dude.
All right. I just dropped something. Let me go pick it up. Hold on. Dan, will you answer that? Yeah, let me turn my hat around backwards first. Everyone knows I'm cool. Hey, this is Dan Quinn here.
Oh, Dan, I was hoping for Adam Peters, the decision maker.
Yeah. I'm going to get him in a second. He was busy doing something, so I just turned my head around back.
Oh, okay. This is high-quality general manager Brad Holmes here.
One of the best in the business. Hold
yeah.
on. Hey, it's Lance. What's up, buddy? We made great music together in
Dude,
Detroit.
Dude, what's up, bro? What's up? How you doing, man?
Well, you seen the Caps, man? I love the Caps.
Oh, I know I have. Yeah,
they're
yeah,
winning.
Yeah. Red Wings aren't, though.
Adam's
anyway.
Right here.
Anyway.
Hello, it's Adam Peters.
Hey, Adam. Serious voice. Brad Holmes here. Pick 29 sounds good to us. Here's what I'd like to offer you. Pick 60. Pick 102. A 2026 second rounder. And our 2026 third rounder, Grant.
Ooh.
I mean, Adam.
That's juicy. And I got to tell you, that's the best offer I got over a 2-year sample. But unfortunately, we just got to the NFC Championship game last year, and we're mm-hmm. trying to get back this year. So I got work to do on the roster for this football season. So respectfully, Brad, will call you back another time, but we got business to tend to. Can we please go get the Seahawks and John Schneider back on the phone? We are accepting picks 50 and 52 from Seattle for 29 and 245.
Very well, I will file it with the league. That offer has been accepted. Now, see, I messed it up somehow. I accepted the offer, and it filled out the entire draft. I don't understand. this will never work out right. The streak continues.
I want you to know something.
I accepted the offer. I did the thing you told me to do, and it went away.
I showed you everything.
You didn't show me this part.
Guy, you only did one round, probably.
I did not.
Yes, you had to have. If it filled out the rest of the first round, then you didn't do the two rounds.
I must not have done the two
Danny,
rounds.
Danny, I want you to know something. I don't mean what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. I hate you.
This is three straight years.
Why do you? Oh, I just want to play GM. Called Darius over. Now I'm going to tell everyone what happened.
Go ahead, Tom.
I called Darius over, and I went through everything with Darius. He's like, yeah, it's no problem. And then Danny was kind of looking over like a little, like, beady-eyed little...
No, it was fine.
Like, you know, animal in the cage or something. And I could tell he was like, well, why the hell is he getting Darius to do this? And I'm like, do you want to do it? He's like, yeah, I can do it. I've already got it up right here. So we go
I had it up.
Dry run. I said, Danny, you ruined this two straight years. I literally said that to you. It was not a nice thing.
Make it three. Make it three. This is actually incredible. This is incredible.
This is... for you, maybe. Guy, okay. I literally made a note... Because I have an email for like draft prep stuff.
Yep.
And it's our annual stuff that we do, like it, love it, hate it, whatever.
So I restarted it. We can do it now.
The note I made from last year was let Darius lead you through the process. That's the note I made last year.
Listen, if you hurry up and get your attacking me correctly, by the way, over with, we can do it right now. But without all the dramatics of the phone calls.
Darius.
I got it. I have a multi-round thing.
The dramatics of the phone calls are the whole fun of the thing.
It's not. Making the picks. We just make the picks. I've got it for you. You can reject these offers or keep them.
Darius.
Without all the sound effects.
What do we think?
I mean, this is amazing.
Let me just redeem it. I can do it.
Was any part of what I just said exaggerated?
No, it's all right.
This is all factual information, and I am absolutely amazed.
Well, okay. Number one, Darius has never seen draft day. So number two.
Wow. Is he catching shrapnel for?
Why do he's piling on. I'm admitting that I'm wrong here. I'm the bad guy here.
Okay, so what do you got for me?
I have one trade offer.
Okay, from phone's ringing, it sounds
we're going
like.
To do the full phone. Okay. Takes so much longer. 49ers. It's really Kyle Shanahan, but it's like, you know, an emissary.
John Lynch.
I suppose it's John Lynch. Pick 43 and a 2026 second rounder.
Okay. Do I have any other calls?
Yep.
Okay. Hello, Adam Peters.
Chris Greer, Miami Dolphins. Pick 29 from you, 128 from you. You could pick 48, 98, a 26 second, and our 26 third.
Oh, sexy. And what else we got over there?
Let me see. I got another one for you.
Another offer?
Yeah. Phone's ringing again.
Okay. Hello, this is Adam Peters.
Omar Khan, Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's do this one much simpler.
By the way, Danny's killing it right now. He's locked in.
Pick 29 from you. Pick 83, our 2026 first and our 2026 third.
A 26 first for a team that's going to go.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a good offer. I'm saying I'm making it, though.
I'm not doing that. I should, by the way, just because it's a bad segment if I don't get to make any picks. But that's the best offer, and Adam Peters should take it. But I'm Grant Peters, so I'm not going to take it. I will accept the offer from the Miami Dolphins, where I'll get the 48th pick, the 98th pick, and then next year's 2 and 3. I just added two draft picks for next year.
Okay, so I did a two-round mock here. I pushed the right button. So if I hit accept, it's not going to skip through to the end?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to hit accept.
You're fine.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Here we go. I accept it. The draft isn't over. You're on the clock at 48, and wouldn't you know the dumb phone's ringing again?
Good.
I don't really want to. I just want you to make a selection.
This is Adam Peters.
Cincinnati Bengals, Duke Tobin, figurehead GM.
Yeah. How you doing?
Fine. Not great, to be honest with you. I got no budget. 48, 205 from you. I'm giving you pick 49, moving up one spot, and a 2026 third.
Of course. Yeah, 100%.
You're going to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you not want to hear the other offer?
Nah. Yeah, let's do the other offer. Hey, it's Adam Peters.
Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm James Gladstone. I don't know what it sounds like. James Gladstone.
He sounds like a nerdy 30.
Well, I'm bloviating a little bit because I don't really belong in the seat that I'm in. 48 and 245.
What 30-year-old sounds like
this? A guy who interviews well and wows you with his enthusiasm. 48 and 245 from you. 70 going your way and a 2026 Jacksonville Jaguars second. Shout out to your friend Joey, who's a big Jaguars fan.
No, I'll go down one pick and get the 26th third.
All right, here we go. It's Duke Tobin's pick, and I'm going to accept
Bengals.
It for you. Went down one. Oh, my God. Another.
The phone's ringing.
Come on.
Moving and shaking, baby. Hey, it's Adam Peters.
Hey, John Lynch again, man. I'm lucky to have Kyle. Pick 49 from you. Pick 245 from you. I'm giving you pick 75 and our second rounder.
No, next year.
Next year. That's going to take you out of the second round, so the draft will be over, by the way.
Can't do it.
Thank you. All right. Phone again.
Phone's ringing. Look alive, Danny. Phone's ringing. Hey, it's Adam Peters.
How's it going, Joe Ortiz, LA Chargers?
Hey, what's up?
It's cool, bro. 49 from you, 245 from you. We're going to give you pick 55 and pick 86, bro.
Yeah, definitely taking that.
All right, you're accepting.
Absolutely.
It's calling the league
I'm
and accept
stockpiling it. Stockpiling picks right now.
Oh, my God.
Steam.
The trades.
Hey, it's
we're
Adam
out of time. We got to go to Pupitel in 2 minutes.
Hey, right. It's Adam Peters.
Oh, hey, Les Snead, Rams.
Hey, Les, what's up?
Pick 55.
Yeah.
Your next year's seventh for this year's pick 90 and a 2026 second.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, so you're out of the second round then. So you're not making any picks.
How many spots am I moving back?
35.
Oh, no, I thought it was.
To pick 90?
Okay. No, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
All right, so let's reject that one. And, oh, this is an enticing phone call. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Hello, it's Adam Peters.
Andrew Berry from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm a little shell-shocked because everything sucks over here right now, bro. you give us 55, we'll give you 67, and next year's third.
No, I got to make a pick, I think.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Will you just make your selection?
All right.
Here's who's available.
BPA.
Jackson Dart, still on the board.
Don't want him.
Oh, you're going to be so steamed. I'm annoyed about this.
Yeah.
Travion Henderson.
Boom. That's the pick. Let's go.
Oh, yuck.
Grant Peters, the
pick. Oh, the worst thing ever.
The pick is in. I got my running back. I wouldn't mind taking it 29. And I just picked up ammunition.
And you're getting him at 55?
That is how you put on a clinic, kids. That's how you run a draft room.
You're still on the clock, bro. Pick 61.
Good.
You got to make another one.
Who's the best available?
Giants are calling with an offer. It's actually a pretty good one.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, soon to be fired, Joe Shane. How are you? Pick 61, that's right now. Pick 65 and pick 99. That's
we'll take it.
All right, you're out of the second round then. That's the end, right?
It's fine.
Okay, so we're accepting that. And that's it. You got Trey Henderson, Travion Henderson, 2026 Miami second,
yeah,
a 2026 Cincinnati third.
Let's go.
And a 2026 Miami third.
I'm loaded next year. I'm about to make 6 picks in round 3. That's how you draft.
This is my least favorite possible outcome.
That's how you draft.
No picks on Thursday, while running back on Friday, and next year's picks.
That was a bleep you, Danny Ruiz.
Oh,
draft.
Throw up in my
that
mouth.
That is how you draft.
You know what? I deserve it for fouling up the thing beforehand.
Danny
I added
Brugler.
5 minutes.